Orsman opened its first car dealership in 1921. Now, over 100 years and many dealerships later, Orsman of Virginia can proudly say that when it comes to your car buying needs, if you want it, we've got it. Saving, selection, and service? Check. Lifetime engine guarantees and car washes? Check. Loaner cars and free Virginia inspections? Check and check. See, over the past 100 years, we've learned that to succeed in business, we've got to keep our customers happy. And that's the Orsman story.
Orsman Chevy Buick GMC. Let's ride together.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey guys, what's up? This is Josh Norman.
This is Alex Smith.
This is Joe Gibbs.
You listen to Redskins Talk
with JP Finley.
Happy 4th of July, everybody. JP Finley, Redskins Talk Podcast. 4th of July is one of my favorite days, one of my favorite holidays. Lots to discuss. I got Tandler here. Tandler, what's up, dude?
Hey, doing great.
I got Mitch here. Mitch, how are you?
In the holiday spirit, baby. Let's go.
How about that? How about that? Pete is here. Pete still doesn't know if he gets to go to Richmond. I feel like he's starting to get nervous. I think you know, you really think you're going and you're letting doubt seep in. Is that where we are?
The longer you don't tell me I'm going, the more worried I'm getting. So you guys are doing exactly what you wanted to do.
Here's what I can tell you definitively. There was a list and your name wasn't on it.
Yeah, that's so heartbreaking to me. And it just disrespects me and makes me feel so sad.
Mitch, is that accurate?
It's semi. We were discussing a list. We passed the point that Pete's name would have come up, but we hadn't concluded the list yet to definitively decide one way or the other.
It sounds to me like you're not on the list.
And how do you feel about that, Tandler?
I think it's pretty damn funny.
Tandler looks so giddy.
He's so happy.
That's great.
On the binary system, you're a big one with Pete and I going, right?
You know, they asked me about you showing up hungover for practices and stuff. Like yo, I kind of gave them the
line. I know. What bars? Richmond bars? Are you going to have anybody kick out?
The biggest thing was they reached out to Deb, and she was worried about you losing your credit card.
That's his mom.
Yeah.
Mama Haley.
Honestly, it probably would be better for me to not go, just for my health and finances. But I have so much fun with you guys that I want to go.
This is a special...
And got some important work done.
Yeah, Pete, what about the work?
It's not a vacation.
Pete, it's not a vacation.
Oh, yeah, I'm hanging out with other guys who take it super seriously.
Dude, we work our ass off.
So, I know you do. But you get excited to go down for other things as well. The food, you're just talking about the food.
I get excited for like 4 days, and then you're there for another 2.5 weeks.
I'm all in on muting Pete and not being part of this 4th of July podcast.
Yeah, seriously.
We don't work hard?
Yeah, what the hell, Pete? You wonder where your name's going up or down on this list.
How sweaty are those hands right now?
It's getting just sweat everywhere.
So my guy on the podcast that hates when we do shtick, this is a special bonus holiday podcast. So we're going to shtick it up as much as we want.
You know what? We're always going to shtick it up as much as we want.
Yeah, Taylor.
That is, you know, I'm sorry. The popular vote, the popular comments are that they like the shtick.
And JP did say we are going to do, obviously when the season starts, we'll have more football stuff to talk about.
Oh, I got an announcement. Should I make it?
Yeah, do it.
Taylor, all right, let's do it. Training camp. What is the schedule? What is the practice schedule of training camp?
The actual padded practice is it 9:45? I think
9:45
Eastern.
And the walkthrough is in the afternoon.
All right. So here's the announcement. Sponsors, welcome. We are going to do a podcast every day after practice immediately. So Skins will practice at 9:45. Practice will get done
11:45.
Yeah.
So we'll probably have to do some TV. We'll probably have to do some writing. But here's assuming, well, it doesn't matter if Pete's in Richmond or not, because Pete can publish it remotely.
USA. I'm so hyped about this daily podcast thing. I'm not even responding to your insults or jokes.
I want to make a commitment. So what time's the walkthrough? 3:45 or 4:45 or something?
Who cares?
4 to 5.
Just hang on, Taylor.
4 to 5-ish.
I want our podcast up every day by 3 o'clock.
Pete, you got your work cut out for you, buddy.
Every day there's practice. Every day there's if there's an off day, you're not getting a podcast. We got to rest every once in a while. So, Taylor, are you in on that?
Not me. I'll do one 7 days a week.
Oh, you're such a geek.
We'll do one from the golf course on a day off.
All right. Can we just commit to what we're announcing rather than all the ancillary bullshit?
So you hate shtick.
Every day.
You hate shtick.
Every day there's practice. After the morning practice, we will have a podcast. Taylor, say yes.
Yes.
Mitch, say yes.
Absolutely. And we would love for a brewery to be our sponsor.
Pete, say yes.
Absolutely.
Okay. Here's the thing. The names and faces might change because some days Mitch is going to have to go shoot some stuff. Some days Pete's going to be in Bethesda because he's not coming to Richmond. Some days Taylor's going to be working on stuff. We are going to bring our friends and colleagues in. We're going to, Kime will be included. We're going to open this up a little bit when we have the opportunity. We'll have other, hopefully B. Mitch will be down there.
Maybe
a little
some
bit.
Players. Who knows?
Maybe some players. We'll try to get interviews.
Special guests.
Special guests. I don't even know what the hell that means. Mount Rushmore listener, Charles Honey.
Redskins executives, high ranking officials, as you like to call them.
High ranking officials, which everybody is a high ranking official. But daily podcast during training camp. Get hype, America.
Woo!
Wow, that was hype. All right, it is America's birthday. This is a fantastic holiday. Tandler, do you want to start with the football or with the holiday rankings?
Let's start with the football. So
let's get that over with.
The guy who hates shtick can tune out the rest.
Well, I thought the guy that hates shtick would want to listen now, right?
But he's already left because you told him to hang out.
That's true. We had some more shtick.
Yeah.
No, I'm not telling him to leave or not. I'm just saying that you've been outvoted. That's all. But anyway, no, let's talk about this, and then we'll get into the frivolities. I got a question from a fan.
Did you drop a five-syllable word in there?
To frivolities?
Four?
All right, yeah. We don't have to go extra stick, Mitch. We don't have to count syllables.
It's a big word for the pod.
Go ahead, here we Taylor. Go.
So I got on Facebook, I asked for some questions for some subject matter for my daily need-to-know post. So from Jamie Cowan from my Facebook page. Hey, Rich, do you think the culture of dysfunctional Redskins has turned the corner? The roster looks better, and fifth year for a coach is positive, but still worry about things like McLuhan firing and Kirk debacle. They still have him nervous. So, you know, what is the state of the Redskins now as far as dysfunction?
And, question. Was it Jamie? Good question,
yes,
Jamie.
Yeah. And, you know, they have kind of recounted in the post since 2010, roughly, and even, you know, before, if you want to go further back in that. But they've kind of staggered between dysfunction and normalcy. You know, it seemed like a good step when they hired Mike Shanahan and Bruce Allen, you know, two guys who had a lot of football experience to run the football operations. That quickly dissipated into the Albert Haynesworth disaster, which led to the
Donovan McNabb.
Yeah, and Donovan McNabb.
John Beck.
Yeah, I didn't list everything because I didn't want to write a 1,200-word.
Yeah, there's only so much room on the internet.
In the morning, yes. So, you know, and then 2012, they win the division. They got RG3. Looks like they got a bright future. Then the next year, we've got the passive-aggressive back and forth from between Shanahan and Griffin. And
is there a better?
Thing.
Is there a more? What's passive-aggressive on steroids? Because that's how that got.
Yes.
I mean, calling that passive-aggressive is unfair to passive-aggressive.
Ultra-passive.
Yeah,
ultra-aggressive.
It was aggressive-aggressive.
It was aggressive-aggressive,
yeah, okay.
Right.
We'll go with that.
Yeah.
Okay, so then, you know, obviously that's followed by 3-13. Shanahan gets fired. Gruden comes in. Okay, Gruden seems to be getting it together. Then they hired McLuhan. Hey, they've got a real GM running things. But then, of course, that ended in that ugly disaster, and you know, his 100-year-old grandmother passed away in early February. That's why he couldn't go to the combine. Then the firing, the whole drinking from an anonymous source came up. So, you know, and then the Jamie recounts that somewhat, but it's like, where are they now? You know, it's been pretty quiet. You know, the Kirk thing, I don't know. I guess I'm a little bit in disagreement with a lot of people. I think really there were two phases where they made missteps. One was not getting him locked up, like right in that before they franchised him the first time. You know, there was an offer on the table, roughly $20 million for 3 or 4 years, something like that. And then when they didn't trade him after they franchised him the second time.
I almost think not trading him was, in hindsight, is the bigger mistake. But yeah. Either way, both are mistakes.
Both of those, you know, yep. I don't care. I don't think they should end up paying him $28 million a year. I don't think he's worth it.
Right.
But, you know, so.
They never got value.
And they recovered well, you know, with I think by trading for Alex Smith.
Yeah.
You know, so, okay, so this looks pretty decent. But, you know, you look at the calendar, and the McLuhan firing was 15 months ago.
Damn.
So that's not that long
ago.
Feels
like a different lifetime.
Yes. So
that's right. It was the combine of 17, right?
Yeah.
Can I make it quick? I mean, the McLuhan thing was a little bit of a debacle, but it came up quickly and it ended pretty quickly, and everyone kind of put
it. It dragged like shit, dude. It did not end quickly.
No,
because it was the Senior Bowl. It was you and I saw him at the Senior Bowl.
I know.
Where he told us he wasn't allowed to give interviews.
Right.
And then, that was the first hint.
And then he wasn't. And then.
Right, but the time between the Senior Bowl and the Combine is a month.
He wasn't let go until the first day of free agency. He wasn't let go until a new league year started, if you remember. So the Combine is, mid-February?
Yeah.
And then he wasn't let go until mid-March.
And then there's worries about, like, a lawsuit after.
That's what I'm saying. But the point being that it lasted about a month.
I'd say two, but whatever.
Okay.
But it was major. Okay, you know, a car wreck only lasts a fraction of a second, but it can still be pretty...
Taylor going analogies on you.
We're still listening to you, Taylor.
Okay, my final analogy.
Our fun frivolity 4th of July podcast deep on how bad the Redskins have sucked the last decade.
It's an insult to America.
You know, but, you know, now it looks okay, but to me it could be the old thing with Lucy holding the football and then taking it away as soon as Charlie Brown's about to kick it. That's what I think this fan base could be set up for.
Well,
could be.
I'm not sure the fan base thinks things are all that great either. Do you?
Some do.
I think they're in a pretty good spot. We've all talked about this. I think a lot of fans identify Bruce Allen as a problem, whether that's right or wrong. I think Bruce is probably nearing the end of his Redskins tenure. I would add on his own accord. I think eventually he's going to retire to that big old house he has on the ocean in Southern California.
Yeah, so that's a pretty high mortgage payment to make if you're not...
Right, maybe he's renting it out. Maybe it's on Airbnb. Yeah. I don't know, but I doubt it. And I think, and I know it's the business side of operations, but I think this team has gotten very serious all of a sudden about the new stadium by bringing in Brian LaFemina and Jake Bye. And they are modernizing a lot of what's going on in that building. And I think in promoting Kyle Smith, think about it. This Bruce talked to me and some others at the league meetings, but outside of that, Doug's given every presentation, and Doug is the public face of personnel. LaFemina is going to start running business. The days of Bruce Allen giving the pressers and cutting the ribbons, I think, are trending down.
But is that window dressing? As long as he still has
Brian LaFemina, ain't window dressing, dude.
I know.
A serious.
I realize that, but my point is, as long as Bruce Allen has final say in personnel. And to me, I actually, you know what? I think that if Bruce Allen worked 365 days on personnel, that I think he could do a pretty good job. He's been around a while. I mean, it's not really all that.
Right.
You know, it's not rocket science, as they say. But as long as he has final say, you know, a guy who's going around doing all these other things, building a stadium.
But now he's not, is the word. There's another dude that now has all those business operations that were on his plate.
He's still doing the stadium. That's what LaFemina said.
He said he's part of the team doing the stadium.
Right.
But yeah,
I think
he's not grinding away watching, watching upcoming, rising juniors on film right now, a guy who has personnel say in an NFL franchise should be doing.
But like Eric Schaefer's not grinding away on that tape either. Now his job is different, but.
Right. Well, it should be somebody. It should be a Scott McLuhan. Who they give full power to. Well,
I think you see
the director of college scouting right now.
You see the Redskins prioritizing hiring and promoting lifelong football people and people who are qualified for jobs as opposed to bringing in names and people that people outside of the organization are the shiny object in the corner, so to speak.
Right.
And I think that says a lot about the stability of the organization.
I do. I like the way it's moving. I like the way it was moving when McLuhan was hired. And then, you know, we saw that all go, you know, they could promote Kyle Smith, the general manager, and say he has final say in personnel. And then 2 years later, it's out
bringing
the
a bingo caller.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, I don't think 15 months of relative tranquility is long enough to say, yeah, we're good.
Based on 7 years of complete.
I'd say 20.
Okay, fine. Right. Whatever the time frame you want to use is, 15 months is pretty good. We haven't had a quiet 15 months in a long time.
Right. That's good, but it's
building
not,
in the right. I think we agree that it's building in the right direction.
But it could all go down the toilet.
It could also continue building and become good. Those are the two sides of the coin.
But yes, exactly. And it's a coin flip.
It's so weird. It's so weird that the grumpy wet blanket Tandler is is just not. I'm with you. It's a bonus holiday podcast, man.
This is not what I signed up for.
I want to talk about fireworks and broccoli.
I'm in the 4th of July spirit, and all I see is the fireworks in the air and the explosions and the cool shit.
The boop.
Things looking good.
The you can curse. I curse all the time.
The possibility's there. You're saying there's no possibility that things will go south.
I'm not saying that there's not. I'm saying that I choose to be optimistic and say that I've seen 15 good months.
I'm generally optimistic, too. I was trying to honestly.
Right. No, that's such a lie.
Honestly answer Jamie's question.
All right, dude. Oh, Jamie, hopefully you enjoyed that, because we're moving on.
Yeah.
4th of July. So I think 4th of July is such an awesome holiday. Jamie, I don't mean to be dismissive. I just feel like Taylor's been yelling about the Redskins for 10 minutes.
Yeah, Jamie already got a blog about it. He doesn't need a podcast, too.
The subject has been discussed.
Okay.
We can move on.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
I think the 4th of July is an awesome holiday. It's one of my favorites. I think it's the king of the summer of the non-winter holidays. I think we can all agree about that, right? Memorial Day is pretty awesome.
I kind of like Memorial Day. It's a sneaky.
We'll do the ranking.
All right. So
St. Patrick's Day is up there too.
That's not necessarily
Cinco de Mayo.
No.
St. Patrick's Day, I don't think, is really in the conversation, but that's fine. Young single Mitch that goes out all the time, St. Patrick's Day is there for you.
No, that's my day.
The move is you go to Mexican bars on St. Patrick's Day and you go to Irish bars on Cinco de Mayo. Then you never have to deal with the crowd. Bang. There's a little bit of life hack for you, everybody.
I'm going to need time to process how smart
that is. It's the thing to do.
It's not.
Yes, it is. All right. But we're going to rank holidays because today's the 4th of July and I love the 4th of July. And Pete, of all people, keeps trying to hijack and disrupt this idea. So we're doing it, Pete.
Okay.
To me, there's a big four. And I will rank them as such. Christmas is the one seed. I love Christmas. I love New Year's Eve. New Year's Eve, New Year's Day. I think New Year's Day is like the most fun day. People sleep on New Year's Day.
They literally sleep on New Year's Day.
No, man. Not once you have a two-year-old, because New Year's Eve starts to suck. And then you just drink all day on New Year's Day. You make a big old pot of spaghetti. You watch the Rose Bowl. I love New Year's Day. New Year's Day is my day. Then 4th of July, the best. You get on a boat, you watch fireworks, you grill out, play football, whatever you're into, 4th of July is the best. The Nats usually have like an 11 a.m. day game you can watch. I love the 4th of July. And then for me, of the big four, Thanksgiving is wildly overrated. I feel like I'm always working on Thanksgiving. Turkey's not very good.
Turkey sucks. I wish the Pilgrims ate steak when they settled America.
I weirdly am agreeing with Pete. You know, why couldn't they have like prime rib? But those are my rankings. Christmas, New Year's Day, 4th of July, Thanksgiving. Who's next?
Whoever cooks your turkey needs some cooking lessons.
Here comes Tandler's annual, my turkey is excellent.
Properly prepared turkey is excellent.
I don't like turkey, dude.
You just have to take some time.
What if I just don't like turkey, dude?
Then you're an idiot.
Sadly, I agree with Taylor.
You like turkey better than steak?
At the, on that day, yes. It's the day. It's the whole thing of
whatever,
like, preparing the turkey. And
I'd rather have like lasagna. I'd rather have General Tso's chicken.
Oh yeah.
Like I'd rather what's the place at the mall? Sarku?
Oh my god,
I would crush Sarku.
I
would murder teriyaki
Stop
chicken.
It.
All right.
I think we have to do that.
I work. Okay. I mean, we work every year on Thanksgiving. I don't even think about it, man.
This will be 3 in a row.
I just don't even think about it.
I enjoyed like 60 very enjoyable Thanksgivings before these last 3 that have been disrupted. Which, hey, trust me, there are worse things you can be doing on Thanksgiving if you're working.
One of the best Thanksgivings of my life was when RG3 just decimated the Cowboys. That was very fun.
I was working.
Does JP work on Thanksgiving? I can't tell.
I was on the sideline.
All right, let's go. We'll go opposite. We'll go to Mitch. Mitch, your holiday rankings.
I'm not even going to get into the whole holiday rankings. I'm throwing your...
Damn it.
I know.
All I want is people to rank the holidays.
The food on Thanksgiving is your one seed.
Yes.
Turkey, stuffing, sweet potato pie, corn souffle.
Corn souffle? What the hell is corn souffle? You definitely can't say that. Pete, you actually have to bleep that. Pete, acknowledge you have to bleep that.
I will bleep that for all of our jobs.
All right, but
it's like when B-Mitch said that word that we couldn't talk about.
When you talk about all the Thanksgiving food, turkey doesn't even win a medal on your plate.
Yeah, your side dishes are better.
The side dishes are better.
I disagree. So yes, the side dishes are better, but the turkey's a solid bronze.
That's so embarrassing. If you're the main dish,
whatever.
Why are you?
All right. So give us your rankings, Pete. Mitch.
Oh, God.
You're going to make Mitch drop another bad word. Yeah. You call him Pete.
Right. You want to know why?
So you're saying Thanksgiving's one?
I'm saying the food at Thanksgiving is one.
That is not
a
thing.
But the entire holiday, 4th of July, is my one seed.
Wow!
I'm a big 4th of July guy. I love grilling. I love burgers. I love dogs. I love outdoor games. I love fireworks. I love the whole damn thing.
Dude, I'm with you. You know what? 4th of July and New Year's Day might be 2A and 2B for me.
Yeah.
Because I'm a Christmas guy, but I love both of them so much. So, cool. I'm with you.
New Year's is next for me, I guess. But it's if we're talking 4th of July and Thanksgiving are 1 and 2, there's a big gap between number 3 going to New Year's. It's fun. It's a fun day.
New Year's Day is the day, dude.
It's not all that different than any other day.
Charlie and Pat Boyd converted me into a New Year's Day believer, and it's the place, it's the way to be.
You know what I like? I like the night before Thanksgiving and the night before Christmas as more fun days than New Year's, than New Year's Eve. More fun nights than New Year's Eve.
Christmas Eve?
Yeah.
That's good. You're going to like the matzo ball. The rest of us are going to church.
I don't believe I've been to a matzo ball in 15
years. For the record, that's a real thing.
It's a real thing.
Explain what that is so I don't sound like a jerk.
So for us that don't celebrate Christmas and celebrate other holidays, particularly Hanukkah.
And I know plenty of Christians that have gone to that to pick up chicks when I was single. When I was young, that was like a thing.
It's literally they like rent out some huge bar room or a hall of some sort.
And
the people, the organizers.
Like club promoters, basically. Like,
and it's just a committee.
There's a lot. There's an open bar. You pay $20, $40 to go, and it's a bunch of Jews and other people who aren't celebrating Christmas Eve, getting drunk and hanging out.
Moving on.
It's pretty spectacular.
Okay. Matzo ball, I've only heard great things.
Is the IRS there, or is it IRS free? Can I go?
What are you talking about, you idiot?
Like, is it like a podcast party where the IRS tracks you down, or can you go to the matzo ball and just
We're going 4th
what
of July.
What is he talking
4th
about?
Of July is
Does
1A.
Does anybody know what he's talking
Thanksgiving,
about?
Thanksgiving, 1B, and then way down the list, you got New Year's and Christmas/Hanukkah.
Okay. But straight up or down vote between the two of you, do you have any idea what the hell Pete was just talking about?
No.
He's trying to equate something that makes no sense, and so honestly, we should just cut him out of the podcast altogether.
Pete, you are allowed to give your rankings and nothing else, and if you screw up, we're muting you.
Christmas, Thanksgiving, Memorial Day greater than 4th of July, because it signals the start of the summer.
And you go to Secrets at 7 a.m.
Yeah, it usually means I go to the City of Oceans, and I just think it's all of the fun of 4th of July without the frivolities, if you will. And fireworks are overrated. They're so crowded.
Fireworks are overrated.
I'm not 9 years old anymore. I don't care about them. You can eat all the food on Memorial Day that you can eat on 4th of July. It's not as hot on Memorial Day as it is on 4th of July.
Memorial Day's pretty hot. Dude.
Memorial Day's always on a day that you know 4th of July fluctuates. Like this year, it's on a Wednesday. Who wants to celebrate on a Wednesday?
That's your first fair claim.
No, hold on. First of all, the Wednesday is a good thing. Talk about getting a day off or two in the middle of the week, and if your place of business is great, you get the...
Yeah, but the best are like Tuesday and Thursday, because right, then you get Thursday, Friday, exactly. Or you get Monday, Tuesday. Yeah. Wednesday's the toughest of the moving calendar dates. Yeah. Although like a Saturday, 4th of July sucks.
Sucks. Yeah. But you get the Wednesday, it breaks up your week pretty good in the middle of summer when you're kind of tired of being at work and you want to be outside doing stuff.
No, I like that Memorial Day signals the beginning of summer.
I like Memorial Day enough that I might move it up over Thanksgiving, frankly. But I know I'll get roundly booed. But I'm not that mad at you, Pete, about your Memorial Day rankings.
Okay, sorry for my IRS joke.
It wasn't. Okay. It didn't make any sense. All right.
Okay, I have
Chandler.
First, I have Christmas.
Okay.
Now that is, you know, I like the whole thing, but that's personal because my kids usually, that's the one holiday that they, you know, they make a point to come home, and you know, they live up in New York, they come home and
everybody's there together.
Right, everybody's there together. Second is Thanksgiving. I think we've discussed that. Sufficiently.
How do you cook your turkey? Good. Do you cook it excellent?
I cook it excellent. I don't know. Sometimes I have a turkey fryer.
Fryer.
Which is good. Before that, I do it in the oven with a special method handed down over the years through the Tandler.
Can I just interrupt real quick? Tandler does a fantastic job during the season. Around Thanksgiving, he's brought in turkeys to the media room, which you're sleeping on, which was incredible.
Yes. It was a turkey breast.
Deep fried
turkey breast.
I'm glad.
Okay. Then next is Memorial Day because I'm usually at the beach then.
Hello.
I'm usually at...
you go to the Outer Banks.
Yeah, in the Outer Banks then.
So nice one, Tandler.
That is always a good day. Then 4th of July. That's been discussed here. Now, I do not like, I think New Year's Eve, New Year's Day, overrated. Highly overrated.
The amateur hour working in the bar industry New Year's Eve. I get all that because you and I both did that.
That kind of
New Year's Eve starts to suck when you work, right?
Yes.
But New Year's Day, dude, it's just football and food.
I always end up working. You know, we've been at games or traveling to games the last few years.
Yeah, but you work on Christmas.
But you don't care about Thanksgiving and Christmas working. We worked on Christmas the last 2 years.
No, well.
On Christmas Eve.
Christmas Eve, yeah. Been home on Christmas. But I don't know. I just this goes before that. Being in restaurants, I worked in New Year's Day a lot and New Year's Eve. It just doesn't do it for me. I love the Rose Bowl. I do.
I love the Rose Bowl. The granddaddy of them all.
That saves it.
I have a question to propose. How does Halloween factor into it? Is that even a holiday?
I hate Halloween. I detest Halloween.
You don't like happy kids?
Hate Halloween.
When do you kid, turn your lights
when
off?
When I was a kid, I loved... No, my
he leaves
wife
a grab
bowl,
and as soon as it gets empty,
I stay downstairs
down.
In the basement and do whatever. I'm the lazy boy, and the wife gives out the candy.
If we learned anything from the podcast today, Mitch loves candy.
And it's not a holiday.
I love Halloween.
Halloween as an adult is
Halloween
totally different,
right? Halloween in your 20s is the best. Halloween is the absolute best college holiday
yeah.
By a mile.
Yeah.
Because
it always extends. If it's on a Thursday, people start going out on a Tuesday in a costume, Wednesday costume,
it's
Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
What women wore, at least when I was in college, as Halloween costumes is just off the charts. And I can only imagine what it's like now.
Spectacular.
Right. But now Halloween with a little kid is like really cool too.
You just walk around and drink, right?
Kids, it was
Shelby's so
too.
Excited about her costume. Everybody in my neighborhood just gives out beer to parents,
that's
which
awesome.
Is pretty cool. Last year, I got pretty banged up on Halloween.
No, any holiday that they're giving out free candy and free booze.
Oh, gee, there's a shock.
Right.
Free candy and free booze
last
is the way to my heart.
I got pretty banged up on insert anything here, and it's true for
right.
JP.
Thursday.
Right. On June 24th.
This has been your special bonus 4th of July podcast.
There's plenty of dysfunction here.
Hold on. Favorite 4th of July food, Tandler?
Just straight burgers on the grill.
Hot dogs. Same thing.
Give me corn on the cob, baby.
Ooh, good
corn
call.
On the cob.
Good call.
How about freedom?
And freedom.
And freedom.
Goddamn
and,
right.
And beer.
Oh, lots of beer.
Yo, there are certain situations where it's never too early. I think if you're on a boat, in any situation,
any situation.
Never
any
too
body
early.
Of water, really. If you're on a shore of some
yeah,
sort of
okay,
body
I'm
of water.
With you. Tailgating, going to a ball game, anytime, it's never too early. 4th of July, I used to go out to San Diego for 4th of July. And they had this, it used to be able to drink on the beach. People used to bury kegs so that you couldn't see that. You weren't allowed to have kegs, but if they were buried, you were fine. You had to be there at sunrise because the beach would just get packed. It was the most outrageous 4th of July experience I've ever had. 4th of July, the best.
Other place, drinking anytime is fine, airports.
Good Ooh. One. Good one, Taylor.
We might, can we rank places to drink?
And birthdays.
No. We've already done
on
that.
Your birthday.
Unless you got to work. Sometimes, if I was ever a boss and like owned a company or something,
yeah. you would give your
everybody would
off.
Get off on their birthday. When I used to run the digital desk scheduling, everybody got off on their birthday.
By the way, boys, Miss we will be days. Flying back from Boston on my birthday. In an airport early.
Oh, boy.
Flying
on the 9th?
On the 10th.
Okay.
I think the game's on the 9th, isn't it?
I think we're somewhere on my birthday, too.
Redskins have a bye on my birthday, so plenty of time to celebrate.
So we will be in an airport, so we hit Tandler's.
Nothing
it'll be
but
my
crickets.
Birthday, so we hit mine. We'll be close to a beach. We'll fly over a body of water.
Yeah. All right, so my birthday, we'll be home. Never mind. All right, this has been fun. Despite Taylor's 10-minute speech on how bad the Redskins are.
I wish I could
are,
just lop that off.
Sorry.
But I won't.
Make sure you bleep Mitch's cursing.
Yeah, that was so funny.
Just one.
Happy 4th of July, everybody.
But just remember this. The U.S. of A. is the greatest country on the face of the earth, and for that, I will make no apologies.